thought is the only power which can produce tangible riches from formless substance. The stuff from which all things are made is the substance which thinks. And a thought of the form of the substance produces the form. And a thought of the form in this substance produces a form. Thought is the only power which can produce tangible riches from the formless substance. Thought that you're holding it in your mind. Like it's a consistent process of holding this in one's mind, thinking about it, becoming obsessed about it, focusing on it. The stuff from which all things are made is a substance which thinks, so we're thinking. And a thought of form in the substance produces the form. This is like they're trying to break down the law of attraction, this idea of manifesting in your life. Now, if you believe in this, don't think for any second that I'm taking away from the process of action, process of you doing things. That's not at all. I just think these two things come in alignment. In my two books I wrote, the first one I give away, the second one I charge a little fee. And what the second book tries to connect the dots from the first book. The first book talks about this idea of, look, you make money, that's a well. That money gets taken from that well and distributed to three buckets. Bucket one is called necessities. Bucket two is savings. Bucket three is investing. You have to be working on all three of the buckets because we're trapped on an economic planet. You have to take units of labor. Some people call it money, whatever you want to call it. And you have to store some of this stuff. Like, this is ancient. This isn't something new. Should I be investing? Yes. But that starts first as a thought. And that's the thought. The thought was, should I be? Yes. Now what? Hold that thought. What does that mean? Begin to think about it. Begin to study it. Begin to focus on it. Right? And so it becomes an active thought. This stuff from which all things are made is a substance, which thinks. And a thought in the form in this substance produces the form. Original substance moves according to its thoughts. Every form and process you see in nature is the visible expression of thought in original substance, meaning everything first started as a thought. As the formless substance thinks of form, it takes that form. And as it thinks of a motion, it makes that motion. That is the way all things were created. We live in a thought world, which is part of a thought universe. Now, listen, you may think, duh. Yeah, no shit. Someone had to think it up before it was done. The thing is, the thinking is some of the most laborious of all activities. Like, try writing a book. The reason writing a book sucks is because you're sitting there just thinking. You're thinking about what to say. You're thinking about sentence structure. You're thinking about the reader. You're thinking about how it looks. Will they like me? This doesn't make any sense. I don't know where to look. Like, you know what I mean? It's this process of massive amounts of thinking. But it does what? It produces results. It takes the form. Thoughts from your mind go to a piece of paper that then go into a book that could be shipped and put on a truck and transported. All of a sudden, a truck has taken your thoughts and produced it in such a way that along the way, multiple people get paid. Thought produced product. Product had to be wrapped and shipped and sold and marketed. Think of all the people that get a cut or make money from a thought. Or an architect thinks up a house and he draws the blueprints, which then given to what? An engineer or contractor or builder? And so thought is the original substance. Now, all it's trying to say is, listen, it's important, get control of it. Control the things you're thinking about during the day. Where is gold right now? On a chart, do you know where the price of gold is? Can you tell me anything about gold? Is it in an uptrend? Is it in a downtrend? Is it above there? Price, the average price of the last month, is it trending up or is it trending down? See, to know that, you would have to hold thought in form of substance. You would have to make yourself go look at the price. You would have to be engaged in this concept, this process that I call the money flow. And I began to take that like down to the nuance, like where's the price of gold, to the nuance, where's the price of oil, where's the stock market? Oh, wait, you mean if I work and save and say take $5,000 and I invest it in 10 years, it could be $30,000? Really? And you say, yeah. And then you do that over and over and over and over, and you do it like 30 times, 5,000 in, 5,000 in, 5,000 in, 5,000 in, 5,000 in, and this pile begins to build. But that starts first in formless substance. Like you have to hold that thought. You have to go look at the price every day. You have to look at lots of charts. You have to understand sectors and interest rates. Sometimes I simplify that by calling it the millionaire blueprint. Like it's just this process of amount plus time plus yield. That is the way all things were created. We live in a thought world, which is part of a thought universe. The thought of a moving universe extended throughout formless substance, and the thinking stuff moving according to that thought took the form of systems, of planets, and maintains that form. Thinking substance takes the form of its thought and moves according to its thought. Holding the idea of circular suns of the suns and worlds, it takes the form of these bodies and moves them as it thinks. Thinking the form of a slow-growing oak tree, it moves accordingly and produces the tree, though centuries may be required to do the work. In creating, the formless seems to move according to the lines of motion that it has established. The thought of an oak tree does not cause the instant formation of a full-grown oak tree, but it does start in motion the forces which will produce the tree along established lines of growth. Every thought of form held in thinking substance causes the creation of the form, but always, or at least generally, along the lines of growth and action already established. In other words, what I just read to you is a really fancy way of saying there is a fucking blueprint. There is a blueprint. Man is a thinking center and can originate thought. All forms that man fashions with his hands must first exist in his thought. He cannot shape a thing until he has a thought that thing. And so far, man has confined his efforts wholly to the work of his hands. He has applied manual labor to the world of forms, seeking to change or to modify those things already existing. He has never thought of trying to cause the creation of the new forms by impressing his thoughts upon formless substance. When man has thought form, he takes material from the forms of nature and makes an image of the form which is in his mind. This is exactly how I got 10 houses. When I began my quest at age 29 to figure out how to become a millionaire, I figured out that the easiest way, most logical path for me, I didn't have college, I didn't have a certification, I wasn't qualified to do anything. I'd been in the army for 7 years. I knew how to shoot people, how to run patrol, and how to escort things on a battlefield. That's what I knew how to do. But I also along the way learned discipline, how to get up early, how to stay awake for a long time, how to do shit I didn't want to do, how to follow orders, how to be disciplined. So what I learned was a whole lot of intangibles that can't be taught to you in college. You teach them yourself. Now, people in college have them, but the school can't teach you self-discipline, self-awareness. School can't teach you self-drive. Can't teach that. Can't make you read a book on Saturday about stock investing if you're not actually interested in stock investing. That, if you do, becomes a thought held in formless substance. Like you actually begin to read these books. You begin to devote time and money and energy and effort toward the process of acquiring wealth, building wealth and riches inside of the markets and the things that are available to you, where you are, with what you have, with what you can do. And anyone can commend this process on any level, but it first starts in the mind. He has so far made little or no effort to cooperate with formless intelligence to work with the Father, the God mind, the collective, the universe. He has not dreamed that he can do what he sees his Father doing. or believe, if you believe hard enough, or if you have faith, different people call it different things, but we're all kind of on the same team there, right? If you think positive, positive, more likely positive shit's going to happen to you. If you're a person of faith and of character and of a path, you're more likely to produce the outcome of that because of the disciplines you put upon yourself, the self-awareness, right? So the very fact that I begin following the price of gold every day makes it much more likely that I'm going to end up owning gold, wouldn't you think, than a person who never looks at the price? You see what I'm saying? You see how it starts with just a thought? It starts with you just reading the fucking financial news or just following the financial news or just saying, hey, I'm going to follow the S&P 500. I'm going to put it on the chart. And then the next thing you know, you're following 50 of them. And when you follow 50 of them in different sectors, you're always seeing things that are on sale. And as a person who sees that, who understands it because you've held that thought and thinking substance, you're able to take money and begin investing money, not on based upon advice from other people. Maybe you consulted people, but as an independent agent acting, having held thought and think formless substance long enough that now you're able to take action. The book talks about thinking in a certain way. It also talks about taking certain action. And that's what we're talking about here. See, this is a blueprint. The process is a blueprint. And it's combining the aspect of the mind with the charts and with the money. But it all goes back to book one. If you have the money flow out of whack, your well, you don't make enough money in your well, you can't play this game that I'm talking about, right? And so the thought that you need to hold in formless substance is what? Getting your money right. Getting the well. Are you in a job that's productive, that pays you a decent wage, or could you get off your ass and get a better job? I don't know. Meaning when I worked at the prison, that was about as high as paying job as I was going to get. I didn't have any skill sets. I'm not qualified to do anything. I just have a whole bunch of nuances. Now, once I get there, I can usually get a raise. I can get promoted. I can do things because I'm not a dumb person and I work hard. One thing I'm going to do is come in early and I'm going to stay late. One thing I've always done is work more than I've ever been paid for. That's a core tenet out of the book, The Science of Getting Rich. It's also just a core tenet of successful people. Meaning no one paid me to write the book, You Don't Have to Die Broke. No one paid me. I wrote that and freely gave it away. Why? Because there's this thing that if you give something more of use value than you ask for in monetary value, some people, through the law of reciprocity, will feel obligated to then return the favor, and many of them buy the book. Through my gift, they end up buying the book. And we have this mutual exchange that benefits each other. That's different than just hard selling something, right? What is that? That's a thought held in formless substance. That's me taking the book and literally applying it in the real world. In the real world. Thought to paper produces a product that benefits someone else. And so I began to just apply these principles to my life. So I wanted 10 houses. I drew them on a board, had them on my refrigerator. I began to read books on real estate. Anything I could do. I began to drive around, look at houses. I found a realtor. I went and got pre-approved letter, got my credit straight. I literally set up a checking account. I began putting money in it. That money was just for that. And it was like $100, $500, like shit, this is going to take forever. And as I began to think on it and hold that thought in formless substance, opportunities and things came along. Oh, here's a way to make $2,000. Oh, I could sell this for $4,000. Like things just began to happen. Does that make sense? That things could just happen? Think in the form of a slow-growing oak tree, it moves accordingly and produces the tree. Though centuries may be required to do the work. How long? Centuries. Why is it centuries? Because it's not a one-time payment. So when I put in formless substance that I wanted to buy a rental property, and I said, hey, I want to buy a house that produces cash flow so that I can fix it up and add more value to the world. I can improve the neighborhood. I can give the renter a better house than they can afford, probably because they have bad credit or don't have money to buy a house. And I could be the best landlord they've ever had. And in exchange, because of the law of reciprocity, I'm going to get rich. It's better to give than to receive. I'm gonna make money. And I'm going to do this 10 times. And if I do it 10 times, I'm a millionaire. Like now I'm thinking a lot bigger, but this is how when I first got onto this book, And I got onto the idea of the money flow and the well and the three buckets. And then inside bucket one was necessities. We all have necessities in life. Dude, this is a journey we're talking about. You go from fixing your money to structuring your money to where it begins the process of building wealth. And then you go to the next step, the next level, to where you begin reading charts. You're capable of taking money and putting it into a market where it then produces return. You know where the price of gold is, oil, and the S&P 500. You understand what's going on in a global market. You understand the LIBOR report and how interest rates work, credit cards and mortgages and notes, peer-to-peer lending and business development companies and REITs. You can invest in oil wells. Like, there's so much shit there. Storage, there's so many ways. We just covered that on previous podcasts. Opportunity is not monopolized. But it starts with a thought held in formless substance. Consistently, it's one of the most laborious processes you can be involved in. Man is the thinking center that can originate thought. To summarize this, there's the thinking stuff from which all things are made, and which in its original state permeates, penetrates, and fills the inner space of the universe. A thought in this substance produces the thing that is imagined by the thought. Man can form thoughts, things in his thoughts, and by impressing his thought upon formless substance can cause the thinking, the thing he thinks about, to be created. That's our superpower over animals. Animals can't self-program. You can. Things you hold in your mind. You say, Gerald, but I've been thinking it for a month. I've been thinking it for a month and it hasn't happened yet. Thinking in the form of a slow-growing oak tree, it moves accordingly and produces the tree, though centuries may be required to do the work. In creating, the formless seems to move according to the lines of motion it has already established. The thought of an oak tree does not cause the instant formation of a full-grown oak tree, but it does set in motion the forces which will produce the tree along established lines of growth. Good dirt, good soil, good rain, perfect environment, big fucking tree, right? Shitty location, shitty friends, shitty job, shitty management of your money, not much light. Not a very big tree, right? Along the lines of established lines, meaning there's a path, there's a blueprint. But most people are too busy. They're too busy to earn 20% a year on their money. Just too busy. Jeez, all that thinking involved. I've said that men get rich by doing things in a certain way, and in order to do so, men must be able to think in a certain way. And a man's way to do things is the direct result of the way he thinks about things. To do things in a way that you want to do them, you'll have to acquire the ability to think in a way you want to think. This is the first step toward getting rich. To think what you want to think is the think truth, regardless of its appearance. Every man has the natural and inherent power to think what he wants to think, but it requires far more effort to do so than it does to think the thoughts which are suggested by appearance. To think according to appearance is easy. You don't understand, Gerald, all the houses here are expensive. And I say, all of them? You looked at all of them? Well, no. Oh. Okay. You have to hold the thought in formless substance. And as you hold the thought, you begin to take action upon the thought. And see, and an oak tree doesn't do it overnight, but it does open the door. It starts the motion. And if you say, hey, would you like to have a bunch of gold? Every fucking human being says yes, right? Would you agree with me? If I asked every human being on planet Earth and I said, hey, would you like 1,000 pounds of fucking real gold? Every one of them would say yes. Why? Why would they say yes? Because it's valuable. Now what if I said, what is the basic price of gold? I didn't say the exact price. Where's gold? How many of them now know where it is? I bet the ones that know, if you ask such a bizarre question to a random fucking stranger, what do you think the chances are the guy that says to you, I think it's like 1460, 1470? I don't know. It's been kind of going sideways, man. It's like it's kind of a stage four decline, kind of moving down, but it's not really going down with much speed. I don't know, man. It's not really a, I'm watching it. What do you think the chances are that guy's more likely to have gold than the guy who doesn't? And yet everyone answers the question, yes, they want some gold. Do you see how a guy who's thinking about gold may be more likely to have gold? I'm not saying buy gold. I'm using it as a clear illustration. Clear illustration. Right? So a guy says to me, I just want to get into real estate. And I say, really? How much do you have invested in real estate? And he says, none. Houses are too expensive by me. Oh, that's the only way to invest in real estate? And they say, I don't know. You know why you don't know? Because you don't have any fucking real estate. Because if you held that thought in formless substance, I want real estate. I need real estate. I want real estate. I need real estate. And you wake up in the morning and you're holding that thought in formless substance. And then you're spending your spare time looking at that in formless substance, exhausting that path. You come to realize there are other ways. There's online platforms. There's syndicates. There's investment groups. Holy shit. If I pick up the phone and called people, there are people who buy real estate as a fund and then share the money with me. So no, I don't have the money right now, but I could give this guy $1,000 and I'm actually now invested in real estate. But here's the problem. Thinking the form of a slow-growing oak tree, it moves accordingly, produces the tree through those centuries may be required to do the work. In creating, formless seems to move according to the lines of motion it has established. You mean there's a map? You're saying there's a blueprint? Time amount. Time in the market. Amount in the market. Times the yield equals being a millionaire. So if I gave you $100,000 and I said, listen, I want you to invest in this in the real estate market, but here's the deal. You can't buy a physical piece of fucking property. No houses, no apartments, but go invest this in real estate. What do? You go research, right? And so if I said to you, hey, whatever profit we make, I'll split it with you. You put nothing in, you get half of all the profit. What would you do with that money? You'd say, oh shit, you can invest in real estate without actually owning a house? Yeah. How? Right out of the book, you don't have to die broke. Section on called mortgage REITs. You know how many people follow me, listen to lectures of me, have bought my books, tell me all the time they want to get involved in real estate, but real estate's too expensive, and they don't have a zero fucking dollar invested in mortgage REITs. Mortgage REITs originate they start the process. In order to buy the house, you have to get a loan, right? Is that not real estate? Is that not the real estate business? And then I go look and I say, wait. There's funds doing 12 to 20% return? And I say, yes. And you say, what's the minimum to get in? And I say, I don't know, like $200. And then the guy says, yeah, Gerald, but you don't understand. Houses are expensive where I live for me to get into real estate. No. Your mind's too fucking narrow. There's a lot of ways to be involved in real estate that compound money. So in the meantime, your money's growing. You can change fucking asset classes. You can make a ton of money in notes and then break that off and go from keeping some in notes to some now in mortgages, and now I'm going to go buy a house. When you plant one seed, it grows a tree that produces a lot of different fruit. That makes sense? Along established lines of growth. Plant one seed, tree grows real tall, produces lots of fruit. Now the book says no one's killed out of an industry. Remember that chapter? Is it opportunity monopolized? So when you say I want to get into real estate or I want to get into stocks or whatever you say with your mouth, but then you don't hold in form of substance, because if you hold it there, dude, it pushes you, the universe pushes you into action and makes chain of effect. Things begin to happen that cause the thought that you've held in formless substance for a long period of time to physically take fucking form. And I know, because I do it every day over and over and over and over. And if you're not doing it, it's because you're not holding it. And that's the thing they can't teach you in school. It's called fucking desire. They can't put that in you. You put that in you. Two people yesterday. Joe, my purpose in life, my mission, my goal is to be so financially independent that I can do what it is I really want to do. Now say those two together. Gerald, my passion, my purpose, my goal in life is to produce enough wealth or make enough money where I can do what it is I want to do. He doesn't even realize he just contradicted himself there. It's the same fucking thing. If you're using the one to get to the other, that's not the main thing. So he's talking out both sides of his mouth. And I say, how much do you, before we even go on, he goes, could I talk to you on the phone? And I say, really? Have you read my book? He says, no. You know why he hasn't read my book? Because that's a fucking thought you have to hold in formless substance for a long time. He doesn't want to hear about the well and the three buckets that he needs to get necessities bucket fixed first, get the debt under control, then get the savings, and then we begin the process of investing. He doesn't want to fix that. He wants to become an instant oak tree. He doesn't want to follow established lines of progress called compound interest, time, amount in, and yield. He wants to see, hey, how do we get to the end? And you can. You know what it's called? Go make a shit ton of money. Well, when you figure that out, let me know. Because I have to work with what I have, where I am, with what I'm doing. Thought is the only power which can produce tangible riches from formless substance. The stuff from which all things are made is the substance which thinks. And a thought of form in this substance produces the form. Original substance moves according to its thoughts. Every form and process you see in nature is the visible expression of thought in original substance. As the formless substance thinks of a form, it takes that form. And as it thinks of a motion, it makes that motion. This is the way all things were created. We live in a thought world, which is part of a thought universe. And the thought of a moving universe extended throughout formless substance and the thinking stuff moving according to that thought. Took the form of the systems of planets and maintains that form. Thinking substance takes the form of thought and moves accordingly. Hey guys, it's Gerald Peters. Thanks for listening to the Science of Getting Rich podcast. you know, I hope you've dug into my first book, You Don't Have to Die Broke. You should get the digital, you should get the physical, and you should go through it chapter by chapter by chapter, holding that thought in formless substance. Because what I'm promising you is a journey that takes you from the beginning to the end, and then it takes you into another section. And then that second section is how do we begin to actually applicably apply that? How do you take control of you, of your life, your money, and begin to build wealth for you and your family? It's available to anyone. And the barrier to entry today is nothing. You don't even need me. But what I'm offering you is what's been my 20-year obsessed journey of going from average, from taking $250, turning it into $3 million, and then freely sharing how I did that with anybody that wants to listen. I'm not open for criticism. You know, if a guy doesn't like it or like me, go fuck yourself. I really don't care. Right? I reached where I was trying to get. Now I'm trying to double that. Because I realize on this thing called life and this compound curve and 6-3 becomes 6 and 6 becomes 12 and 12 becomes 20, that realizing that I could grow bigger than I ever thought possible because of the foundation that I laid, that I taught in these books, of dedicating a period of time of 7 to 10 years that anyone, regardless of age, race, or financial situation, could lay such a base. Hold that in formless substance that they could create wealth for themselves and their family for generations. So if you don't have my book, I encourage you to get it. The first one's free. Happy to sell you a copy of the second one. God bless.